Okay, we're going to talk about physical books in this lesson, paperback books. And I'm really interested in this lesson because even 10, 15 years ago, pulling off, printing a copy of your own book for a reasonable price would have been impossible. But now, pretty much anyone can do it. And we're going to walk through like kind of the principles of first why, and then second how. So Tim, I want to kick to you because you're really intrigued about this lesson. Why do paperback copies like scare you? I know you don't really read them that much. Like what are you looking to find out?
No, I don't do paperbacks, Todd. The main reason for me is because I want the highlights and I want a digital copy of those that I can then reference for content that I write. To be honest, I haven't quite nailed that yet of exporting highlights from Kindle books. That's actually a bit of a bug with how they work, but that's a story for another day. But yeah, I'm not big into paperbacks, but Todd, I know that you are. You like to print them, you like to have the physical copy, you want to put on the bookshelf behind you, makes you look super smart. It's a bit of a bragging riot on the coffee table. You're one of those guys. I'm the like digital consumer, chuck it next. So.
That's right. Tim is living that minimalist book life, and I'm just like, this right here, that's only the beginning. I'm looking at like a pile of books over there. There's some on my desk. It's a mess, but it's my mess. I love to, I don't know, it feels right. It feels right to have it here. Whether or not your preference is paperback or digital, though, as a writer, we want to think about physical copies because it does increase sales across the board. And again, since we're in this era, you don't have to sink a whole bunch of money into it up front in order to make it happen. So the first question we get a lot about this is, wait a minute, don't I have to have a publisher to get a physical book? Don't I have to have someone, to print it for me? The answer is no. You don't. You can run your own process through self-publishing. And then the next question is, wait a minute, like, don't I have to store like boxes and boxes of this thing in my garage? Is that how it works? Like, I just order, 600, 1,000 from a warehouse and have them sit there until I go speak somewhere and could sell the stupid things? And the answer is, again, no. You have an opportunity now to use something called print on demand. And it's a service pioneered by Amazon, but now picked up by a lot of different people in the industry. And the big key here is you can print one book at a time. And the technology has come such a long way that it's cost efficient. It's going to look great. The cover is as high quality as it could ever be. The only difference is you print the inventory you need when you need it. So you're not deep in this hole, and you can move product, keep the revenue up, and keep the margin high enough where you're not having to store chunks in your basement, nor are you having to sink big amounts of dollars into it upfront. Before we talk about getting into it, though, there are a few differences. One thing I want to point out that's the same is that if you have an ebook, you have a paperback book. You're already there. That's why we rolled the template up into one document, because both will serve for either case. You can upload it as an ebook, you can upload it as a paperback book. Other than that, there are two big differences about how you're going to manage this book. The first thing is you'll have to price your paperback higher in order to pay for the shipping costs. Now, even though you print off one at a time, you still got to ship the book to the customer. Amazon does that. You don't have to think about it ever. But if you don't price your book a little bit higher, your margin's going to be eaten up, and you'll end up getting like, 50 cents a book, 75 cents, something that you don't want because all of your costs have been sunk into shipping. The second reason that might happen is because Amazon takes a 40% cut out of physical copies, not 30%. So with a Kindle book, you get to keep 70. With a physical book, you get to keep 60. After I tell people those two things, they're like, why in the hell? Like, why would I ever in my life want to do that when I could just keep selling ebooks and have infinite margin? Well, the truth is, behind the scenes of all this web stuff, of all this flood of technology and the digital world and the Kindles and the e-readers and the audiobooks and all that, physical books are still thumping the industry. If you look at this graph here, and just for the record, these are recorded books, so not recorded books. These are recorded sales through big platforms. So maybe your Kindle would fall under here. Tim, you and I see people just sell books through Gumroad, through Teachable, through whatever platform it is. This is one, those get tucked into there. So you're looking at roughly what, 25, 30% maybe from some graphs I've seen of electronic books versus 70 to 75% of the purchase through physical books. That's a, Tim, does this surprise you? Does it surprise you to hear that it's this big of a disparity?
I had no idea, Todd. I was expecting like 90% digital, 10% physical was what I thought. So what this is telling me, Todd, with big flashing alarm bells, which is a huge takeaway for me, is if I don't offer the physical book, I'm missing 75% of that free Amazon audience. So had we have not done this course, I probably would have just done the ebook and forgotten about the physical.
Yeah, that's right. And it's the easiest thing to do, to tell you the truth. You upload the ebook, it's simple, it's straightforward, and a physical book requires a little more work, but with market numbers like that, it's really hard to argue. And the minute or the day that I started adding paperback copies to my books was the day that my sales doubled easily. And over time that number is held consistent. Tim, I think I'm the same way. I couldn't believe when I saw this chart because you and I are going further and further into this kind of internet land, but there's still just an enormous chunk of product that's getting moved. This is from 2019. They don't have the numbers for 2021 yet, but in 2020 or in 2020, the figures pretty much held the same. We all thought paperback books were going to die in the early 2010s. Not the case. So, like I said, if you have an ebook, you have a paperback book, and you're going to use the template in your course resources. And luckily, Amazon makes it fairly easy. So, like, it's not click button easy. It's not as simple as the ebook. And maybe it's something you could wade through on your own, but there are all these little finicky pieces that we're going to talk about. But across the board, Amazon's service is still better than any other option that you might have had 10 years ago for distributing a book that you didn't want to look like, I don't know, a brochure or like something you ran off the Xerox machine. You can get that good look. And it's a tool called CreateSpace. And the good news is it runs right alongside Amazon's Kindle Direct Publishing. So all of the clicks, all of the buttons, everything else that you have to mess with is in the same interface. And again, it's print on demand, so that means one copy, one sale. The final thing to keep in mind, and we'll talk about this in the walkthrough in just a minute, is the cover details are a little bit different, and you have to manage that somewhat. So, I don't know if you can see this, and I'm going to prove I got books over here and go grab one. The biggest difference between ebooks and paperback covers is that ebook covers are two-dimensional. Like, you only have to look at them one way. With a book like this, you've got all sides. As a self-publisher, that's something else that you have to think on because this size spine is not the same size as this spine. You'll need to know that when you go forward, and you'll need to help direct your designer, or if you're doing it yourself, have to manage that whole process. But luckily, we're going to talk about the details of that right up in this next lesson, where we're going to walk through uploading a book live.